America. Welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Big shout out to all of you living in those nooks and crannies in the flyover state, some of my favorites. And it's a big holiday weekend. A lot of you might be hitting the highway to go and visit family and friends for Easter and Passover starts. So pretty quiet in some senses and sort of a little bit of a spring break for most. Heading into the last couple of months before kids perhaps get out of school. Speaking of kids, the controversy over Lee Greenwood's song is kind of over. That's why when the public is made aware of how stupid something is and why there's even controversy in the first place, often a school will collapse to the pressure. And that's what happened. We're going to tell you about that in a second. But before we get to that, Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum taking a break from the campaigning, trying to decide where he's at. Newt Gingrich going bankrupt, at least his think tank. How long does he stay in the game? Santorum worried about Pennsylvania, still saying that he could grab a state like Texas with 157 delegates all up for grabs. It might be a winner-take-all. They might declare that in the Lone Star State. If that happens, of course, then there's more available. Also, Rick Santorum saying that the numbers don't add up, that, in fact, it's kind of shaky math, that the delegates that have been dispersed and that are being announced aren't correct, that he actually has more, and he's a little bit closer to Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney doesn't care. It's like that old schoolyard saying, I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever you say sticks to you, so you can talk about your delegates. But here's the delegates we have. I know the establishment wants me. I've got the endorsements, and I feel pretty confident, even though I might be a little stiff, and a lot of people aren't really thrilled with the fact that I flip-flop on some things. I'm going to be the nominee. I have almost 78%, according to my math, of the people that I need, so the percentages are in the favor of Mitt Romney's camp versus Rick Santorum, no matter how much he squeals. So the next couple of weeks could be important because the Republicans, the party anyway, really want Santorum to be gone. They want Gingrich, Santorum, Paul, anybody out. Boom, let's get everybody out of the game and focus on Mitt Romney and getting him elected. I've said this the last couple of shows, and I think half of you are sleeping out there because you're tired of this. But if Mitt Romney's the guy, are you voting for him, even though he wasn't the person that you wanted? You didn't necessarily like some of his stances, and you don't like the fact that you feel like he's tied to the same kind of health care that we have now in play. So if he is the nominee, will you just sit on your hands and not vote at all? I'm wondering how many conservatives, how many Republicans, how many independents won't vote at all, but independents could really go either way. So the Democrats might consider that a win. They might consider that to be something that would fall in the category of my side. Oh, okay, Mitt Romney, that could work for us because it's not going to be a brokered convention. Let's move on to what I consider to be the biggest story of the day. I went out to dinner the other day with five friends who took me out for a belated birthday celebration. Very nice of them. And while we were at dinner, had an interesting conversation I think that all of you could relate to. How many computers do you have in your house? One or two? Three or four? Is it more than your televisions? Well, if you have a lot of computers, you're paying for, I'm sure, anti-spyware on those computers. What an industry that is. What if you're an Apple user and you're one of the 500,000 people who have been infected with this flashback Trojan? It's a terrible thing. About 600,000 Macs altogether potentially have this, the malware, have installed in them, potentially allowing them to be hijacked and used as what they call a botnet. Most of them are based in the United States. Not all in that number, but most are. So Apple released a security update, rather, and it tells you that users who have not installed the patch are exposed. Flashback was first brought up last September when some antivirus researchers actually red flagged the stuff. They found the software kind of masquerading itself as a Flash player update. Don't you hate that? And then once it's downloaded, it deactivated some of the security software. So then there was a problem. Then you were exposed. And even later versions of malware exploited other parts of this and were able to get the code. I mean, isn't it ridiculous? Think of the things that you have to pay for now that you have to pay for in the 70s or 80s. We have a computer. It's not just go buy the computer. Yeah, you got to worry about that spyware. Then you have to be taught how to avoid something that pops up that looks like, ooh, that could be malicious spyware. Don't click on that. So people were vulnerable. And at the dinner table with the five or six of us, there were 16 computers in all. Can you believe it? 16. It shows you how we're all so wired. But I'm wondering how many of you listening to me right now, how much frustration has bubbled over in your lives? All you guys that work in the Toyota factory in Kentucky who probably use computers. And like when you're in a business and something gets infected, oh, there's like massive panic. They send out a company email. Don't click on this. Don't click on that. Because it becomes a nightmare for your tech guy, is he has to undo the whole thing. And I've been there. I've been there three different times with a virus I've had on a computer. It's easy to catch it with open links, even though you might have a security antivirus thing set up. It's so frustrating. Nothing like that frozen computer and realizing they got me. They got me, and I just got to get out of it. I got to somehow dump out of this thing. So sorry for you if you're part of that Apple crew that suffered under the Mac attack. Yep, unfortunately. Well, it wasn't about an attack at all. It was an attack in the past. But I think one of the worst photographs that I have ever seen of a notorious criminal has to be the photograph that was released. In fact, later on I'll post this on the website, of Charles Manson. He is 77 years old. He is the most notorious mass murderer that's currently in the California system. And he just looks like he has vacant eyes, and he's staring at the camera. He's got this wild gray kind of long hair. The photo was put out by the California Department of Corrections, and remember, he's a guy who's every once in a while they release photographs of him and talk about him, but he's been around since the late 60s. He was a cult leader, and he was the guy that's up for or was up for another parole hearing every year, so I guess it's next Wednesday. 12th parole hearing. Could be his last because state law allows the denial of parole for up to 15 years. Chances of being released, I'd say nil. I don't think so. He's not even going to the hearing. More taxpayer dollars out the window. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 5th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,626.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,667.50, $833.75 for a half ounce, or $416.87 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,667.50, $833.75, and $416.87.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
All right, you got to love the end of this story. I want to make sure I give you the full-fledged follow-up. More bang for your buck, as it were, listening to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How about this? You know, I say this often. It's like the flap and the money wasted, I think, over the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's take it all the way up to the Supreme Court, because it's just not right that there's God in the Pledge of Allegiance. And it's just common sense. If it's offensive, why does the child have to say it? They don't. That's what you do. You say, okay, if this is offensive to you, you don't have to pledge allegiance. If a prayer by the football players in the locker room is offensive, you don't have to participate, right? So now the latest flap, it's inevitable. God bless the USA. Great song. It was really written for the troops. Lee Greenwood said so. Lee Greenwood was made aware that the Bellingham Public Schools were not going to allow the kids, because they were going to sing God Bless the USA at an upcoming assembly at an elementary school. It was no big deal. And then it became politically incorrect to do it, so they were wiping it out. They were saying students weren't going to be allowed to sing it. They weren't going to be able to use God in the song, and they were changing what the song said. Then they decided that they're not going to substitute words, and instead they're going to let the students decide. They can either sing or not sing the words, God Bless the USA, as they sing the song. Simple. How hard was that? Why did this become a controversy? And the reason why is because people have too much time on their hands, and they're looking for a fight. They're looking for it. You got to leave things as they are. It was written that way. This is the song. You pick the song out. If it's offensive, then the kids don't have to sing it. That made sense. Let's have them sing it. If they don't, the others don't want to sing it, they don't have to. So I love what this superintendent who just got bombarded, got leveled. Edward Fleury, his name is. I wouldn't have known who he was until this story popped up. And he said political correctness is certainly a consideration in the public sector. That's what he wrote on the website. And then he wrote that people, well, students, could sing or not sing the words. And it would be their decision in celebration. And I love how they put this. As they sing in celebration of their acquired knowledge, and no words are going to be substituted. And at the end, he says, there was no intent to be disrespectful. And this is a quote, we believe the use of the word God is acceptable in patriotic songs. Duh. Winning. It was there. It was written that way. Who cares? But notice even the words they put together. Wonder how long it took them to write that statement. Initially. And this is Massachusetts. The people, the parents at the school were furious when they found out that the word God was removed from the song. So once it's reported, once there's pressure, it gets turned around. See, the easy thing would have been to just ask the parents before even using that song. Before even going to that song, if they thought there was going to be a problem, that's all they had to do. But once they heard from a parent that they didn't like the idea that they had to sing this song that had God in it, that's when it really got on fire. And that's when the superintendent had so many people call and complain in both directions that now they just had to take that stance, which they could have taken in the first place. All right, don't waste too much time on that. It's because it's just like what they've wasted there. Time and money. How much nonsense went into all of that when the focus could have been on something else? I said this before, I think on our previous show. Let's focus on teaching them how to go from dissecting frogs to beyond that point so that we're not like 25th in the world when it comes to science. There's an idea, right? How about working on some things that the kids can actually use? Let's make learning fun. Let's make learning fun again so they pay attention and that they get something out of the process instead of arguing over what an assembly song is going to be. Because it could be offensive to three people in the school. We're afraid that we might get problems as far as some of the parents threatening to get the ACLU on our back or do something else that will make it appear as though we're not sensitive to everybody's needs. Okay, you're going to love this. You know how much was made about the Chevy Volt? Oh, the Chevy Volt, this is the answer. The Chevy Volt is changing our lives. The amount of money that, or not money, really, emissions will save with the Chevy Volt. And this is the wave of the future, and you can get on the list. And I've seen the Chevy Volt. I've seen people driving the Volt, and it was talked about so much. It was talked about backwards, forwards, and in any direction you can imagine. Any direction you can move a car, they talked about the Chevy Volt as though it were like chitty, chitty, bang, bang, and could fly. Well, the car can't fly. And listen, I'm all for alternatives. I'm all for coming up with a better way, better gas mileage, all that kind of stuff. But when we heard the numbers of really what it would take, the payback for Chevy Volt, how long it would take to, you know, the electric car, how long that this would ultimately pay off, how many years it would take to pay this whole idea off, 27 years. 27 years. So, yes, we don't like gas prices that are sky high. We don't like that idea at all. But do we really have the availability of the charging stations and all the other things that go into what you need for an electric car? As a society, the answer is no. I checked, and where I live, there's one charging station. It's about 10 miles from where I think it's probably a little bit further than that. Let's say it's in Dallas. And there's one, and there may be others in far away outlying areas. And yes, I know you can plug the car in your garage and all that great stuff, but the electric car is nowhere closer to being available than it was for most of the population than it was 10 years ago, than it was 5 years ago, than it was last year. But there's a whole lot of buzz about it. Because if you say the word electric car, people know, they start to think, oh, Chevy Volt. Yeah, Chevy Volt. So forget the idea, all the buzz over that. People who buy the Nissan all-electric Leaf, and there's another version, too, they said they got to wait 9 years until they break even. But for the Chevy Volt, which costs $31,767, you're talking 27 years. 27 years for that to happen. Some others have paid off a little bit better, like the Toyota Prius, and Lincoln's got one, the MKZ. The Volkswagen's got a diesel-powered Jetta. Now, that would be interesting. They take all the ones I just mentioned take less than 2 years before they start saving money for the people who own them. So maybe that's the route to go versus the Volt. I hope more people learn that it's going to be a very slow crawl for electric car owners to save that money that we've been hearing about. See, there's the other side of the story, in other words. All right, we got some stories for you to share. I thought it'd be fun to dip into our bad boys category. And if you are listening to me, even with one eye open, prop them up because you'll want to hear who makes the list of bad boys this time around. In fact, I would almost have you vote on the bad boys, but I won't have you do that. The list is interesting and includes a cushy government job that any of us could have done. And boy, if we had stacked away some of the cash they were making, we'd be sitting pretty right now. Why not sing about it? I'll explain.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were 8 and you had bad traits, you go to school and learn the golden rule.
All right, time for a little bad boys, as the man said. You're gonna love this story. Really, maybe you're not gonna love this story. It's more on that 820 G's dropped in the Vegas conference that, oh yeah, you and I paid for. So naturally, now they're looking at what they were doing in the first place, parting away all of this money. It's crazy. But and this was just a couple of years ago, right? So they've got this incentive program, and you have one of the workers saying that what a great job that they have at the General Services Administration, hanging out in Vegas and partying in the suites and whatnot. So naturally, the Oversight and Government Reform Committee, the chair, Daryl Issa's office, is Johnny on the spot, and they say this video that they uncovered about one of the employees bragging about the perks that he gets while working there is just outrageous. Do people forget?
Post my picture on GSA website, I swear. Obama bets are prepared, a non-commissioner. I'd have a road show like Beasley every time you see me rolling on 20s. Yeah, hit my GOV, spend DA-61 all on fun. ATF can't touch GS-15 gun. Cause I buy everything on field office can't afford. Every GS-5 will get a top hat award. Hey. Donate my vacation, love to the nation. I'll never be under OIG investigation. There ain't no need for RWA. Miss Beverly Chin got money for days.
Yeah, do you believe that? So the GSA administrator, Martha Johnson, resigned after the inspector general showed the findings of all this waste of taxpayer money at the conference. I mean, you know, listen, $820,000 and what they paid for. I mean, you've heard it. We've gone down the list before. But the kid cutting the video is just priceless, like I said. Because one, he probably doesn't care who sees the video anyway at this point. When he put it together, he used the different clips, and this was something that was played actually at the Capstone Dinner event back in 2010, in October of 2010, and all the federal employees were just joking about not being under Inspector General investigation. They were spending the money, and this was the skit. So you heard what he said. Obama better prepare when I'm commissioner. I'd have a road show every time you see me rolling on 20s, yeah, in my gov, spending BA-61 all on fun because I buy everything your field office can't afford. Every GS-5 would get a top hat award. Donate my vacation. Love to the nation. I'll never be under OIG investigation. Oh, that's quintessential bad boy behavior, isn't it? Not the kid. Good for the kid. He got a job, and he got a pretty decent salary. And now the party's over, but he was able to party on our dime, and as were the rest of the folks that were there. And nobody was even looking under the hood. This is the problem, and we want a bigger government so that we can, what, kill ourselves paying taxes that ultimately are spent on silly things like that. Why do they have conferences? A conference that costs how much per dinner? We've already gone off on that thing. We got a better one for you, too. And we've talked about this briefly before, but now it really fits under the bad boy category. Greg Williams, who now is gone from the Saints organization, was part of that whole bounty thing. You know, hit them hard and get your money, because that's the idea. Hurt them. Hurt them as much as you can. So there were clips that started to surface of Greg Williams' speech on wanting the 49ers to be mangled. This is what he told the Saints, and this was some pretty wild stuff. The Saints brass, of course, had heard their were appealing about their whole bounty system, and then this audio was released of Greg Williams, who set up the program. He definitely was telling his players to injure other professional football players, the 49ers, in a wild card playoff game last season. So the audio recording was released by an ESPN filmmaker. And take a listen to the Saints' former defensive coordinator as he said these are little snippets of what he gave to his players the night before the team lost to the 49ers in a playoff game in January.
We need to decide on how many times we can beat Frank Gore's head. We need to decide how many times we can bull rush and we can put Vernon Davis's ankles on those piles. We need to decide. And when they are fearing us, they give us the ball. Wide receiver number 10, by his contention. Put a lick on him right now. We need to decide. We need to decide. We need to decide whether Crabtree wants to be a fake prima donna or he wants to be a tough guy. We need to find that out. He becomes human. He got that outside ACL.
All right, so Williams suspended indefinitely by the league, not appealing that. You can hear him in the audio. They had to bleep it so many times. He was talking to his defensive players to injure specifically the quarterback, Alex Smith, running back, Frank Gore, tight end, Vernon Davis, and receivers, Michael Crabtree and Kyle Williams. So he was famous for using the slogan, kill the head and the body will die. Boy, his future was certainly in jeopardy. But his career has to be toast now that that audio was played. I don't see who touches him. The league won't let him in. I can't imagine that the league will let him in again. The NFL had warned the Saints before the playoffs that it was reopening the investigation into the team's bounty program and that they needed to stop it. But apparently they didn't care because you heard what he said there, and they were paying players money. So He's not coming back. He's like the 20-year-old kid who's not going to work for the government again. He's not going to work in the NFL again. My money's on the 20-year-old kid, though, doing a little bit better in life, maybe musically, than Greg Williams is not going to be able to bounce bounce back, at least in the game anyway. I think for Bad Boys, those two take the cake. Certainly they're not the only ones. We have a list as long as both my arms. Almost every day we could do that segment. We trot it out once in a while. But those two top the list. If I were to throw in one more, if I were to throw in one more on this, I would probably say the Marine, who just made a boneheaded move because he decided that he was going to take, this was a Marine who was criticizing the president on his Facebook page, right? But he decided on the Facebook page he was going to put up his own little kind of bumper sticker of Obama. And you just got to know with this Facebook stuff, you can not do that. And he had an image of Obama on the Jackass movie poster, and he superimposed the president's image on the poster for the Incredibles movie that he changed to the Horribles, and then a few other things. So once that got out there, once that was floating around, you just can't do that. They're going to nip you. The military has a policy, and I didn't really know this, to be honest, since Civil War times, limiting the free speech of service members, including criticism of the commander-in-chief. So that's there, and it's easy to knock someone down. The Pentagon says that people in uniform sponsor a political club. I knew that part. They can't participate in any TV or radio program or group discussion that is for or against a political party, a candidate, or a cause, or speak at any event promoting a political movement. Once they're done, it doesn't matter, but while they're actually in the Corps or serving in some other branch of the military, you're out there. You're fair game. You just can't do that. So here you got this Facebook page, and what they're saying is you got to think of, would this be dangerous? You got to look at the other side of this. How dangerous is this if the U.S. government can prosecute you for something you say on your private Facebook page? I still say that the Marine should have thought about it and shouldn't have done it, because if it gets out there, they've got something on you and they're going to go after you. The Marine Corps Administrative Board made a decision that he should be dismissed. That came about late Thursday. So they also recommended that he be given an other than honorable discharge. That would mean that this Marine could lose his benefits and wouldn't be allowed on any military base. And he's been in the Corps for 9 years. Oh, how sad is that? Sergeant Gary Stein, his name is. So for 9 years, he has served the country. His service was to end in 4 months. And now, and he's expressed it. He's saying he's sorry that for expressing his first right, his First Amendment rights. But I think this is going to be a tough one to overcome. He's got a good defense attorney, and we'll see, but doubtful. He was hoping that he could re-enlist because he says he loves the Marine Corps, and I don't think that's going to happen for him either. Hang with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Tonight, hanging out with all of you, most of you probably on vacation. This is traditionally the week where a lot of people take extra days off and head for other parts, whether it's family, friends, or just kicking back to relax a little bit, maybe with kids, because kids, a lot of the kids have off with spring break and whatnot. There is no off day, though, when it comes to what ails us when Mother Nature rears her ugly head. And we talked a lot in the beginning of the week because I was in the middle of those tornadoes, 13 in all. That's what slammed into the Dallas-Fort Worth area, our fifth largest city. I just happened to be here at the time, lots of dark clouds and rotating weather where it looked like it could form a funnel, but it didn't happen, thank goodness. It did happen in Arlington, and just to give you a point of reference, it was opening day in baseball. Woohoo! For all of you Red Sox, Yankee fans, Cub fans listening, Kansas City Royal fans listening. You know what it's like when you have a sacred shrine, the stadium that you stumble to maybe once or twice the season, or maybe you, I don't know, maybe you have season tickets. A lot of times baseball is still the cheapest game in town. You can always go to the cheap seats for, you know, maybe $9, $10, tops $15, I think. regardless, so there's a great shrine in Arlington, Texas, to the Texas Rangers. It's an open stadium, and it could have really been ripped up because the skies around that stadium were pretty gray. And not very far away, over 100 homes were ripped up by one of the tornadoes that touched down. Like I said, 13 in all. Can you imagine 13 twisters? Nobody was killed, a few little minor injuries, but still even then, nobody laid up in a hospital with a broken back or legs or any of those kind of things. And it's just very hard to believe that the governor toured the area and saw with his own eyes, especially, you know, when you do the aerial thing, you get a better sense of what's on the ground than when you're at eye level. I mean, you can see that when you walk around streets and, okay, there's some houses that are okay and other ones were cherry-picked and destroyed. But when you're in the air, like, I'll never forget looking at the video and those photographs of Hurricane Andrew that ripped through Miami. I mean, you thought, like, nobody was alive in Miami. In parts of Dallas, it looked like the same thing with these tornadoes, just flattened homes, and it looked like matchsticks with a couple of other objects mixed in between, but nobody hurt. And that's, you know, ultimately the tremendous thing about that. So as I said, the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, you know him because he ran for president, and for a while had some good one-liners and then started to get caught up in fumbling and making mistakes and eventually bowed out. He had a couple of good weeks, and then he stepped aside after, I think he was only in it for maybe, I want to say he was in it for 3 or 4 months, because there was a lot of conversation ramping up to it. So now back to the business of being the governor of the Lone Star State. He toured the damage, and here's what he said.
There are a lot of people across the state of Texas that have been impacted. I think there's 2,500 possible structures right here in this community that have been impacted.
Boy, oh boy, that's a lot. Imagine the dollars. Imagine the busy insurance adjusters. They're writing some checks. They're trying to figure it out. Oh, the worst. I guess the good news is the reality of everyone's alive. How great is that? But then the reality of, ooh, we don't have a place to live, or we have part of a house. What do we do here? It's like your car, but even more personal and bigger than that. It's your cave. What do we do? Do we scrap it and move someplace else? Do we build on the same lot? What are we doing here? What are we going to do with this? And they'll bulldoze it all out, and then it'll be all cleaned up. It'll be just a question of what those families decide to do. All right, speaking of decisions, this is a big one, and it comes around to politics again as we head for the final flags here on this hour of ATN. Rick Santorum gathered together all his people privately and met with some conservatives on Thursday to discuss what the next step was. The thought is withdrawal, that he's going to do that because of the numbers. So a strategy session that calls for another way around Mitt Romney, stepping aside, waiting for a little bit longer. What a former Family Research Council chief, Gary Bauer, said, because he was there in that session with Santorum in Virginia, he told Politico that the consensus in the room was that they believe that Senator Santorum has the best message, that is most likely in November to be a winning message. So they want to make sure that they're doing all the things that need to be done so he's going to be successful. Mitt Romney won the three primary contests on Tuesday. The numbers are all in favor of Mitt Romney. He's got well over half, no matter how you add it up. And the play is to try to keep him in this, to keep him in the race. What would help Rick Santorum is for Newt Gingrich to completely bow out, that he takes nothing away. Just if he were to bow out, that would help Santorum. But Santorum lost Maryland and Wisconsin and wasn't even on the ballot in D.C. So he's saying he's going to stay in this race despite that deficit in the delegate count, which is important. And his campaign is really pushing for April 24th. You know what April 24th is? It's the Pennsylvania primary. They're saying that is their major target. Right now in the polls, though, he trails Mitt Romney. He trails Mitt Romney. He has to win. He has to win Pennsylvania because that's his home state. Didn't they say that? Weren't we saying that about everyone along the way? What happens if Mitt Romney doesn't win Michigan? Oh, if he doesn't win Michigan, how can he win the rest of the race? How can he be the nominee? Same thing, Gingrich was really touting that he was going to win in Georgia, he's going to be in the South, he was going to do well, and, you know, what if he didn't do well there? So Santorum is really pressing on the home front, really, really pressing. But Romney leads Santorum by 5 percentage points. This is 3 weeks out. Some other polling shows that Romney's popularity with evangelical voters and Tea Party supporters has now spiked up, shot up in the last couple of weeks. Many of you listening to me might fall into that category, and I'm wondering if you were part of the spike, would you say, okay, if he's the guy, then he's the guy, because anybody but Obama, I'll vote for him. I'll do whatever I can, even though I like Santorum, I liked Ron Paul, I liked Herman Cain. But I still want to have a say, so I'm going to back whoever the Republican is because I'm all about the party. So Romney does that sweep earlier this week, and people are saying it's over. The GOP primary is over. We're writing off Rick Santorum. It's nothing but a sideshow. It's run its course. There's no more debates. There's no more excitement for this. This needs to end. It needs to end. And Romney's increasing the pressure on Santorum. At his state campaign headquarters in Harrisburg, there's a lot of chitter-chatter about this. He said, I do believe that I will win Pennsylvania in the fall, and winning Pennsylvania wins the White House. So it's a critical state for me. Well, Newt Gingrich won his state. Romney won Michigan. So will the senator win his home state? If he doesn't, basically Romney's blasting him and saying, get out of the way so I can get to 1,144 delegates a little bit sooner than this. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Alles gut. Spiel dauert 90 Minuten. So viel ist schon mal klar. Alles andere ist Theorie.